This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Jehovah's Witnesses with blood cancer often cannot get treatment because they will not have blood transfusions. We hear from a doctor who is committed to saving the lives of these devout patients.
Many of my colleagues think that I'm slightly crazy to be doing this, and they're more than happy to refer their Jehovah's Witness patients to me.
Medicine and faith working together in a few minutes.
First, though, back to the presidential campaign and the battle over Democratic superdelegates. Oh, one of the most prominent of them, Congressman John Lewis of Georgia, officially switched yesterday from Hillary Clinton to Barack Obama. And in Texas, which votes on Tuesday, another superdelegate, State Representative Sanfronia Thompson, also made the same jump on the same day from Clinton to Obama. And all 35 superdelegates will come from Texas. Two of them are coming from the same household. Day to Day's Alex Cohen spent some time with that couple in Austin.
Betty and Boyd Ritchie are the kind of couple who look like they should be together. They're both short, with bright eyes and big, warm Texan smiles. The two first met in Wichita Falls, just along the Oklahoma border.
We met when we were in high school, and his mother and my sister arranged a blind date.
A few years later, says Boyd, came the night when they just happened to walk by a jewelry store.
And we looked in the window, and she said that was a ring that she liked, and I told her I thought she ought to have it and that we ought to get married.
The Ritchies have been married for 42 years now, and many of those years have been spent in politics. In 1976, Boyd ran for district attorney and won. He says he was influenced by his dad, who worked on the campaigns of several Texas Democrats.
I was a newspaper carrier at about 10 years of age, and my dad thought that would be a good way for him to disseminate printed material about his candidate. So he gathered up a bunch of friends of mine who also had paper routes, and paid us, I'm sure, all of a dollar a day, probably, to go out on Saturdays and hand people campaign literature. And who was going to turn down these cute little 10-year-old kids?
Those campaign skills wound up coming in handy. 2 years ago, Boyd was unanimously elected as chair of the Texas Democratic Party. Betty Ritchie has also run for office as a state representative 8 years ago, an experience that gives her empathy for what Hillary Clinton is going through now.
It's very difficult, in my opinion, for a woman to be elected in a man's world. When I was running, people would look at Boyd and say, "How can you let her and allow her to run? She needs to be in your home."
Betty didn't win that election, but she remained very active in the Texas Democratic Party, which is how she wound up becoming a superdelegate. This will be both her and Boyd's first time serving as superdelegates in a presidential election. As of yet, they haven't pledged themselves to either campaign. Betty says she finds likable qualities in both candidates.
She has charm, and she's strong, smart. Obama, wow. He's bringing so much excitement to young people. You know, both of them are just wonderful.
So how do you choose?
That's a difficult question. I don't know yet. I really don't.
Betty and Boyd Ritchie have heard arguments in favor of both candidates from friends, family members. They even had the chance to meet personally with Barack Obama. Boyd says the candidate didn't treat him any differently, despite his superdelegate status, and for that, he was grateful.
I'm not sure that superdelegate is an accurate term. We don't have superpowers. I can't run faster than a speeding bullet or leap over tall buildings, particularly as vertically challenged as I am, in a single bound.
They both say their superdelegate votes should represent what Texans want, not just what they want.
I feel strongly about that. I really do. I'm not just in this for myself. I was elected by the people from Texas.
Betty says she plans on talking with voters. And this election season, that might mean checking in with a lot of Texans. There has already been record-breaking turnout in early voting. For example, in Travis County, where the state capital is located and where I met the Ritchies, about 3,700 registered Democrats voted early in 2004. So far this year, more than 53,000 have already voted. Alex Cohen, NPR News.